They say he's working on an enormous canvas.
I heard somewhere he's painting little specks.
You heard it from me.
Oh.
A large canvas of specks, really.
The Tony Awards for Broadway are given out this weekend, and the revival of Stephen Sondheim's musical Sunday in the Park with George has a pile of nominations. It's about the painter Georges Seurat and his giant masterpiece, A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte. He shook up the painting world in the 1880s by using just little dots of paint, the new technique of pointillism.
They say that George has another woman. I'm not surprised.
The revival of the Broadway show is shaking up the theater world a bit with its reliance on video projections and other high-tech effects to tell the story. One of its Tony nominations is for Best Scenic Design of a Musical, and Jocelyn Gonzalez talked to two of the designers.
Every time I start to feel defensive, remember lasers are expensive. What's a little cocktail conversation if it's going to get you your foundation?
In Sunday in the Park with George, Daniel Evans plays an artist trying to juggle FaceTime with guests at his art opening. He can't deal with them all at once, so he replicates himself. Video clones appear all over the set, and they handle the small talk instead.
It's no small feat to be required to shoot a scene that you're then going to be performing with 4 weeks later, particularly the number putting it together in the second half.
The art of making art is putting it together.
Timothy Bird is the projection designer who helped create this tricky stage sequence.
So Daniel is playing against four other versions of himself being projected into different parts of the set.
Elsewhere in the show, the view of a park wraps around the back walls of the stage. Leaves projected onto a large column morph into a tree. Animated dogs sniff and roll over on small canvases placed up front.
Through design.
Tim works closely with the set designer, David Farley, to layer the set pieces and projection on stage.
Composition.
As a designer of the physical environment, I had to take into account the distance that the projectors would need to be to get the size of image.
David provided the sort of wealth of opportunities for placing imagery within the whole stage picture and that using the full depth of it, rather than it feeling at any stage as though, you know, you've got some people acting in front of a big screen.
Multimedia technology may seem new to Broadway, but it's a major visual tool for smaller theaters with fewer resources.
This was a production called Tick, Tick, Boom that we did at the Adirondack Theater Festival last summer. There's a waterfall of sugar, and then there's a dancing donut and a Twinkie.
Dustin O'Neill designs video for plays, opera, and even fashion shows.
Everything right now is written like a screenplay. So you've got a small theater that's got maybe $8,000 to do a show with, and it's got 42 locations. The easiest way to do it is to use video, and then you can very quickly, even if it's just an image to suggest where you're at, it will help the audience sort of go on that journey with you.
Dustin maps out the stage with 3D computer models. Then the director has to move an actor through the space so the video design can do its job.
You know, if you're front projecting onto a surface and an actor walks in front of it, well, now they're lit by the projector, which always looks awful. And they're casting a shadow now, which kind of destroys any sense of illusion that you may have been able to pull off.
With Sunday in the Park with George, Tim and David's challenge was editing the big ideas down to preserve the heart and soul of the musical.
You have to be ruthless. If any of us felt we'd been distracted away from the performers on stage, then we would sort of pipe up and address those problems. Yeah.
Yeah, had we gone to town on this sequence or that sequence, actually the subtlety and the beauty of it would probably have been overcooked.
But using video might also prevent a show from being its best.
It may be seen in some instances as a cop-out, or maybe as a less creative way to get there, because it's still seen as being so new that people rush past exploring what may be a better solution because they want to use video.
If we as theatre practitioners, as storytellers, as entertainers, are true to what we do, then it has to be about the power of the storytelling and you know, the human involvement with that.
Designers can now bring Pixar-type animation to live theatre. There are ever more complicated systems of front projection over audiences' heads, or huge LED walls, like the scoreboard at a ballpark.
You know, you can build a digital character. You can render out, say, 43 facial expressions, numerous body movements, so that in real time during the piece, your operator can respond to the actor on stage, can respond to that live theater.
So soon we may see digital puppets on Broadway, which might not please Actors Equity. For Studio 360, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez.
It has no presence,
no passion,
no life.
And I am Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. Still to come this hour,
I remember when I owned everything.
I'm going to have a chat with the singer-songwriter Stu. His new musical is called Passing Strange.
And my domain stretched and yawned along the astral plane.
That's in just a minute here in Studio 360 from PRI. Stay with us.
The universe is a toy in the mind of a boy.